It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
Welcome back, everyone. We are the pop culture besties. So today we have so much stuff to break down, Kirsten.
And literally,
thank you to the messy universe for blessing us, because listen, this week we have so many like men being mess. And it's not just men, like, listen, their partners are just as horrible. I want to make it clear, but still, it's a lot of trials today, a lot of like people just being pissed off and getting into trouble.
Literally, it's just so much mess, mostly legal. And so, you know, we've aptly named this episode Mess on Trial, and we are the judges.
Listen, judge, jury, executioner. Okay, not just judge.
That's right. Mess Magnets believes the death penalty. We don't. No, we don't.
Oh my God. Not us getting canceled.
Yeah, not really. We don't actually.
Please. But yes. And you know, and you guys can also be judge, jury, executioner, because we're the mess squad together. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, leave your ideas in the reviews, obviously. Yes, because please. Thank you to 23 of you for giving us 5-star reviews. I can't believe it.
So it happened so fast. And not only did we get 23 5-star ratings, we also got 11 5-star reviews.
Yeah, like y'all are so nice.
Y'all are showing up for us. We appreciate it. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to make this pace, because I feel like then Rob will have no choice but to extend
period.
Us.
We will take over everything, y'all. Yeah, well,
it'll be cap and sap.
Period. Oh.
So stupid.
God, we're sick.
Okay, we literally are. But you're totally right, though. The universe has provided mess for us. I feel like, yes. I don't know if I'm just paying more attention because of the podcast or if more is happening, but it feels like there's more mess than usual right now.
Right? Like the cup runneth over, because I think we can give people a little bit of, you know, backstage, because we listen, when we say mess, we're transparent with our mess. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're, you know, next week when we're recording this current podcast is the RHAP Live Know-It-Alls. So we're going to be banking an episode this week.
Yes.
But guess what? There's so much mess from this week that we'll be going into probably next week that we're just like, wow, we have enough to hold us over. And I cannot believe it, because Kirsten, I was stressed when we were pitching this podcast. I was like, will we like, there will be content, but will it be worth what people want to hear?
It would always be worth, because it will be us talking about it. Okay. Come on.
Hair flip.
My hair is in like the most atrocious messy bun of all time. I couldn't flip it if I tried. Okay. No. Sasha's like, I'm not camera ready. And she's got like a perfect ponytail. She's wearing like a beautiful top.
Oh my God.
Like,
it's just a gorgeous video earrings. On staff meeting.
Like, she came in looking amazing, and I was
my chin pimple. It's great, y'all.
Yeah, but I have a chin pimple too. So it's like, but I just, it shows, it shows up more, I guess.
Yeah, like your skin is white and I'm brown.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely it.
That's science. Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Now we're going to get canceled before we even get our 6 weeks.
I know. Oh my God. But before we get started, I did also want to say, Kirsten, that we are going to be discussing again the themes for actually two out of the four we're going to be talking, actually four, is abuse and intimate partner abuse in a few, but also just like violence in general. So, you know, one trigger warning for that. And if that isn't the space for you, we understand. We're not like, we're trying to be as light as we can with heavy topics. But if that's an issue and you need to skip this podcast, just download it. So you give us a download, but skip it. Like, we don't, you're our bestie. So we want you to, you know, have good mental health and be in positive spaces. And, you know, if you need help, and anyone you know is affected by abuse or intimate partner violence, or is in just need of support, you know, you can always contact the American National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 7233. So again, 1-800-799-7233. Advocates are available 24/7. And if you need to text, because that is the safest option for you, text LOVE IS to 1-866-331-9474 via chat on the hotline.org. So just so y'all have the info if you need it, if this brings up something that you didn't even know was up for you, you know, I get it. That was my growing up. So I really understand that. So wanted to just bring that up. And if you're not from the United States, make sure you're looking up your country's help. So yeah, you can make it happen.
Everywhere has some sort of hotline. So if you're not in the States, definitely look it up. Canada doesn't have a specific one, but if you Google it for your province, there will be tons of resources available. Please make use of them. If this is bringing anything up for you, or even if this doesn't bring it up, but you just, it needs to be addressed anyways, right? So be safe out there.
Exactly. And, you know, we care about all of you. So with that, I think it's time to get into the mess, Kirsten.
Yes. So I know you, I feel like we're most excited about this first bit of mess. So if you want to get us started with Mike Tyson.
Yes. So I will say, I don't know why I'm so intrigued. I think because I'm in the season of my life where it's like, fuck around and find out. So that is maybe why I'm so into this currently. But, you know, I'm also, I want to say, I don't believe one person is more right than the other. The reason I love this story is because everybody is wrong. And that's what makes it messy. So if y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about, Mike Tyson punched a guy on a plane leaving SFO. So, you know, my home, after the a 420 festival in Golden Gate Park, which couldn't be more San Francisco. Like, my God.
Well, and nothing screams 420 like punching someone on an airplane. And the thing that I think is very curious about this is that what spurred the whole incident is that this was an overly excited fan.
Yeah.
Like, I think tried to jokingly punch, which, like, don't punch anybody.
And why would you punch Mike Tyson? Are you like, what? And maybe, listen, maybe they that person 100%, his name, and I may not call it that person, Melvin George Townsend III, you know, I'm believing has partook in some 420 activities. It is legal here, so I get it. And listen, Golden Gate, the festival in Golden Gate gets pretty wild, so I get it. But sir, what you doing, boo? Why are you harassing Mike Tyson?
I can't think of anyone I would less want to, like, to me it just like obviously, like, not saying that this man deserves to get like the crap beat out of him by any means, but it's just like, why are you starting a physical altercation with Mike Tyson?
Right? Like, does that make, when I saw that, I was like, no, I don't understand. Like, you cannot, this can't be real that Mike Tyson is literally on here. But you can tell, and you know, masks are gone from Airplane. So you can really see this man like spitting all over Mike Tyson's bald head. Like, ooh. I was like, chill out, bro. And in First Class, acting like this, sir. You know, money doesn't buy you class, literally, is what happened.
Meanwhile, I'm in economy in a middle seat crying. Right?
Oh, my God. But you, I bet you, you won't harass people.
I'm sorry. If you catch me talking to someone on a plane, it means something's wrong. I don't want to be involved with any of them.
Oh, my God. So I'm sometimes a talker on, like, I won't initiate. Like, so you can sit by me. But if someone else initiates, I'll I think talk back. But I'm a sleeper. I like to just sleep.
Well, yeah, like I'll answer if someone asks me, but I like try to avoid them asking me. And like, obviously, like if we were on a plane together, I know well, you. Yeah. So we would just have a conversation. It'd be normal. Yeah.
And you could sleep. Like, I don't like, yes, it is your right to do these things.
Perfect.
Freedom of speech, son.
But it is not anybody's right to punch anybody.
Oh, my God. But, you know, again, I'm sure y'all have like heard there, like, it has been milked for everything it has. So I don't even care like to talk more about what happened. But the reason I wanted to bring this up again is, one, did y'all think Mike Tyson was, you know, in his like, because I don't, obviously he's wrong, but like how wrong, you know?
Well, okay. So I think I obviously can't say from US laws or Canadian laws, like right. They are different. But in Canada, self-defense is like you use only as much force as needed to end the interaction. And I would say, based on what we've seen, he used far more force than necessary.
Oh, my God. And not only that, I think California laws are different than Florida laws, where of course this is Florida man, because they were on a flight to Miami. So Townsend is from Florida, and we know from George Zimmerman that self-defense stand your ground laws are weird in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows is my answer. I can't get into it because it's not the same. The legal system is not.
Well, and that's why I'm curious, like, because it happens on a plane, though, does that make it like a federal issue?
So they were taken off the plane. The plane wasn't take off. Like, they had to talk to SFPD.
But, like, I'm still curious if, like, because it was on a plane, if that means anything.
Right. No, because I think because it's still, like, San Francisco, because they weren't in the air, for one.
Okay.
If that person didn't press charges, I don't think you can do anything. And that's what happened. Like, Townsend didn't press charges, but he is suing, right, for $50 million. He's suing for money, is the point. And his lawyer is like, he already has lawyered up and is like, yeah, we're Tyson's fans. We just wanted a picture with him. We're just overly excited.
Do you think that this was like a plan? Like, they saw Mike Tyson and thought, I could get a payday.
He looked pretty messed up. So that's why I don't think so. Like, he was white boy wasted is what he looked like.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't think so. But that does happen. Like, when I was at school in Oklahoma, actually, there used to be, you know, I don't know if that's a thing in Canada, but at OU, there was like a pastor that would show up and just like yell at us to say we're going to hell, or, you know, like if we had Greek letters on, would be like, oh, anyone in a fraternity or sorority is going to hell for fornication, evil adult, and like would just scream about everything.
No.
Yeah. And like, that's a thing. Like, they sometimes would get into physical altercations and then would look for like low key a payday. So I remember getting emails being like, do not like engage. And you know me, if anyone knows me on Twitter, you know I will engage. So
yeah, I know I used to be, I had a really hard time because of like the anti-choice protesters would come to my university because I like worked for the university, I was not allowed to engage with them.
Oh, 100%.
But I like always really wanted to really yell at them.
Yes, exactly. So and this Townsend guy, this part is where I'm just like, my God, this please. Because he, first of all, he's 36 years old. He's not a child. Or he's not even in college. Okay. He's, I mean, college age is in early 20s. Okay. He's 36. He's grown.
He's older than me.
Okay. Please. Like his prefrontal cortex allegedly should have been done. Okay. So he has a lengthy rap sheet in Florida that goes back to 2008. Probably when he was in college, where he spent 2 years in jail, starting in 2009, where he was jailed again in 2019 for stealing someone's trailer and towing it away with his own pickup truck. You know, and this is where, like, anyone should Google Florida man with your birth date. Fun exercise, because that tells you everything you need to know about Florida. And he's got convictions on his record for fraud, grand theft, burglary, possession of controlled substances, trafficking in stolen property. Been out of jail only since summer 2020.
And the thing, too, though, is it's like that all that's still it's not like Mike Tyson knew that, right? When he punched the guy. It just goes to show that he's like a sketchy individual.
Exactly. Like the vibes are off. And you know we love vibes on Mess.
I just looked up Florida Man and my birthday.
Yes.
And there are two great. The first headline says, mostly naked Florida man accused of spreading feces during a school break-in.
Yo.
So he broke into a school, an elementary school, and spread feces everywhere. And then the other one is Florida man wrecks liquor store, blames it on hookah smoking caterpillar.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Mine and then the other one for my birthday, Florida man steals footlong Subway sub, shoves it down his pants, takes off on bike.
Oh my God. He maybe wanted to do his own footlong, you know?
Yeah, he was like, I really want a footlong in my pants.
And he didn't have one, maybe, you know?
The Subway ones aren't even a real footlong. They're only 11 inches. Not okay.
And listen, everyone, look on Omarion's Instagram today because he definitely had a footlong. Yeah. Ooh. Them sweatpants were sweatpanting, okay?
I do love gray sweatpants.
Yeah, it were gray sweatpants. So you're welcome.
It's always gray sweatpants.
Idris Alba, another one. But yeah, Omarion, just would recommend. If that is your fancy, I mean. But
my God.
Yeah. When I say footlong. Kristen looks mortified.
I just like, I. Are we sure this is real? Keep that thing away from me.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's when it gets scary, you know?
Yeah.
But also, oh, my God, mine is Florida man who killed Pinky. I will let you guess who Pinky was, who was dancing at Busch Gardens, died in car accident 2 months before his trial.
I have no idea who Pinky is.
Pinky was a flamingo at the zoo.
Oh
my God.
He's a bird murderer?
Yes.
Wow.
Also, when you leave a review now, you have to tell us your Florida man.
Oh my God, please tell us your Florida man birthday sitch in the reviews. We would love nothing more.
You have to.
If all else fails, if we run out of content for this podcast, we could just look up random dates for Florida.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, we'll just do it our friends. Like, we'll be like, who's a hot podcaster right now? Great. This is their birthday.
You're right. You're
There's also
right.
another one. Speaking of footlongs, a Florida man accused of putting semen in coworker's water.
Ew.
Yes, exactly.
Ugh.
You know, June 26th might not be a good day after all.
I mean, it's cancer season, you know, it's not always good stuff again. Going on. Thing is, I will always talk crap about cancer season and cancers, but it stands that basically every human in my life that I am close with has at least one major cancer placement for a reason. Okay.
Exactly. Cancer men are different. No shade to you cancer.
Listen,
men. And
I'm still here for them.
Exactly. Oh my God. My husband's an Aquarius. Thank God. It's a little
That's
better.
My rising sign.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I always have one Aquarius in my life. It's weird, but only one that I'm like close to.
Well, you got your husband and me. I got too.
It's weird. But yeah, that like wraps up the Mike Tyson story. Yeah. I just wanted to bring up that like, this man had the world's longest rap sheet and like for what? And he's over here on freaking first class, wilding out. Like what?
Yeah, how cheap is first class in the States?
I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, JetBlue is cheaper, but like JetBlue SFO to Miami is what he flew, right?
Okay.
I don't know. Like the points are pointing, but like the man has been in jail for so long that I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't. Speaking of things we don't get, I feel like yes. We can move into ASAP Rocky getting arrested. So basically, he got back to LA from Barbados with Rihanna and was arrested from an incident that happened in November of 2021. And it's the incident is like very weird. It seems like it was an argument that resulted in shots being fired. And the statement from the victim is that ASAP Rocky shot him in the hand.
Yeah. Like what?
And like you and I were texting about this, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why is someone throwing away a good life? Like it just doesn't like this doesn't make sense to me that it would happen.
That's my point. It's like we were just this man just was allegedly cheating. And now all of it, he's like literally as soon as he landed, he's taken.
Well, and it's like he just had a 2-year suspended sentence from an incident in 2019. And so it's like he's basically like fresh off of that situation. And then he gets arrested for a shooting. And I just like feel like if someone is shooting at you, they're gonna probably aim for like the middle of you,
right?
And like, it just doesn't make sense.
Because apparently the person he shot at fled on foot. So like, I have no idea how this is happening. And then he was released on bail for $550,000.
I'm actually surprised it wasn't more.
Well, there is rich privilege, even though he is a black man. So there is. You know, if he was white, I bet you he wouldn't have been arrested. And no, I'm just kidding. But
I mean, honestly, like, who knows, right?
Yeah.
It's very weird. The incident just seems like, does he know this victim?
They didn't say the victim's name.
Yeah, like, the victim's name hasn't been released.
On purpose.
ASAP Rocky's team has not made any comments other than to say, yes, he's been arrested, which I think is absolutely what your team would say in this situation. So I do just find it like it's just a curious situation. I feel like more things will develop, but we just want to like set it up now.
Exactly.
Before those developments come and then we have to tell the whole backstory.
Yeah.
We're assuming everyone will listen to every single episode of this podcast.
Duh. Why else are you here? the tea is also today, I think this came out. Yeah. Is that Rihanna and him are out together, like in solidarity, basically out on date night. So listen, Rihanna is ride or die. Okay.
Do any of the headlines say looking very much in love? Because that is the key that a publicist sent the article.
Right? I mean, no, it's 100% staged. Like,
yeah,
I don't believe they are staged PR relationship, but.
No, I don't think they're a PR relationship.
No, but yeah, it just says happy and relaxed dinner, outing with ASAP after his arrest. But she does not look, I mean, she just looks badass, but she's not smiling.
She's also so pregnant. Like, God. Do you want to have to go out on these, like, bullshit date nights when you're so pregnant?
Right? And good for her because she's, like, barely wearing any clothes, which I think is how I would want to be if I were pregnant. Like,
absolutely.
Not, like, naked.
When you're pregnant? Absolutely not.
And they're in LA. Yeah, in Santa Monica. So I guess it's a little chilly. Like, the weather is nice right now. And she's in heels. My God. No way.
I know. I keep seeing her in heels. And I can hardly walk in heels right now as, like, a non-pregnant person.
Right? I don't even think. I don't remember the last time I wore legit heels. Like, I wore wedges to every bachelorette party I've been to these past 2 weeks.
I don't even. Like, I haven't worn a heel in so long. And last time I did, I was like, oh, my God, my feet hurt so much. And I used to wear these shoes literally every day at work. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I did it. Like, if I'm being honest.
Literally, I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, but, you know, shout out to those women on Selling Sunset that wear it all day, every day. I it's weird.
I'm not shouting out those women.
No, just that they wear it. That's all. They're weirdos, but they do wear it.
I love embracing comfy clothes and not being hot anymore. 100%. That's my current vibe, is I'm just like, I'm not trying to be hot.
Oh my God. Listen, I'm married. Okay. My husband thinks I'm hot. I don't need to constantly dress it.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I will be wearing leggings and big sweaters until the day I die. And exactly. That's fine. Okay, so but should we move into like the kind of the meat?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's great, mind.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Because this is, I mean, everyone knows this is happening, but like, does anyone actually know?
Well, exactly. I don't know how much people really know. But so obviously, every single person alive has heard about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard domestic abuse defamation trial that is going on right now in Virginia. And it has been nothing less than a media circus. And I've seen a lot of people complaining about that. Like, oh, why is this being like entertained? And it's like, crime has entertained people forever. People used to literally just go and walk around murder scenes back in the day, like for fun. Like, people have cared about this as entertainment for a long time. Like, it's just, it's not going to go away.
And it was actually more sensational back in the day because we didn't have the 24-hour news cycle that we do now. So sometimes folks will forget, or, you know, we have such short attention spans. And even when we read, right, like Twitter literally ruined our reading. And then now TikTok has even made the attention span like what, 3 seconds at this point? I think.
Literally, like, I see a 3-minute TikTok and I'm like, that's too long.
Yeah, that's what, and YouTube videos, right? I listen to it on 2x now. And then I'm like, oh, why is my heart beating so fast? But it's, yeah, so I agree, because I've seen a lot of people being like forgetting that OJ happened, like the whole trial happened, and how sensationalized that was.
I was a literal baby during OJ, like a toddler, and we watched so much of it that I actually have memories of seeing it on the TV screen.
Stop, really?
And I was like 2, like I was not old, but I literally, like, I obviously don't remember what was being talked about, but like my mom watched all day, every day, the OJ trial, and I literally have memories of seeing it on the TV.
Yeah.
When I should not have memory. Like, that's my earliest memory, is the OJ trial.
Oh my God, that's actually crazy though.
That's not good.
Wow. But yeah, so it's just like, it's silly for folks to say like, why is it so sensationalized? Because actually we're more likely to forget about this. And we did, right? Because the one we're talking about is a Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. And it actually happened before, back in 2019.
Is that one that was? Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, there was, the point is, Johnny Depp sued her before also, and you didn't know about it. So, or you knew about it, but you forgot maybe.
Yeah, you forgot one.
So, that's all I'm saying is like, we will forget. But OJ has become a core memory. So
yeah, who knows?
That's what I want. Yeah. It's important. But anyway, Kirsten, like, I feel like, lead us.
Yeah. So, okay. There is so much to unpack with this. And I think, obviously, like, this is still in front of the courts. No decision has been made. Anything that we're saying is just conjecture based on what has happened up to today, April 25th. Like, we can't speak for, we don't have all the facts.
Yeah.
Yet. A lot has come out of this trial, a lot of really damning audio of Amber Heard literally saying, like, no one will believe you because I'm a woman, which is truly one of the most horrifying. Like, I'm really, really mad about this, because all I know is that there are going to be situations where women are legitimately abused and people will point to this case as precedent that, like, women are liars. And it's just like, no, like, it's like, she's lying, but like, that doesn't mean that, like, women are lying about abuse. So that's like the first thing I just want to say up front, because it just, like, ignites a fury in me. But basically, some of the biggest mess. So we have seen, there was the photos of when Amber shit in the bed. Did you see that, Sasha?
I refuse to see the photos, but I know exactly where you're talking about. Because, like, please. Yeah, when it was her and her friends kind of conspired and just, like, pooped the bed before... Or, like, left it as a present for him, basically.
Well, and I can't imagine what has to be wrong in someone's mind to think that that's an okay thing to do. So that's, like...
And it wasn't animal feces. Just remember.
No, it was, like, human.
It was too big.
It was,
like,
human.
That's feces. What it said. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's... That's one of the big headlines. Another big headline is obviously about his... The tip of his finger getting cut off.
Oh, that... Horrible, right?
Which, like... And that's the thing, too, is it's like I get supreme bad vibes from Johnny Depp and always have. But that doesn't mean he deserves to have Amber Heard treating him like this, cutting off part of his finger, leaving poop in the bed, any of that. Right. So it's just it's one of those situations where you have to be like, well, crap, I hate everyone involved, but it's very obvious from the evidence we have so far that Amber Heard is the aggressor in the situation.
Yeah. And they actually went to counseling and therapy. And that even the counselor said that, one, it's mutual. And that she actually, and he used the word jackhammer, like talks over him so that he doesn't get a word in. So, and I really want to say, like, be honest that I was like, oh, Johnny Depp is the more powerful man. Like, you know, is it true? Is it true? And then the more, like, deep I got into research, I was like, oh my God. Because, like, men really aren't believed and they don't want to come forward as, you know, people that are the victim, right? For, listen, toxic masculinity is real.
It hurts everyone.
Yeah. And that's why he lied about actually his severed finger, because he like didn't want people to know and he was covering for her.
Yeah. Which like is a believable thing, right?
Yeah. And this is what I think I was like, oh, my God, because basically it actually Johnny Depp saw this. His mom was allegedly abusive to his dad. And he actually grew up seeing that.
Sad.
So it's unfortunate, but history does is repeating itself in this moment. And it seems like she was also using that to like decimate him, basically.
Yeah, it's everything about it is like very, very strange. The one thing that I'm still holding out, like, because they... There's been a libel case about this already, and Johnny Depp did not win that case.
Yes.
So I am very curious to see what evidence will come up kind of on Amber's side and see if there's anything compelling enough to like outweigh everything else. There's also like really gross text messages from Johnny Depp to Penny about like, he's saying like it's a joke, like burning her as a witch. But like, I was reading the text and like, it seems like Bethany was...
He didn't see it as a joke.
But like, when it started escalating, he was like, oh, no, no, no.
Exactly. He was like, let's not burn Amber. Like, to me, it felt like he, Paul Bettany was almost like, listen, I know this is going to come out and I'm not trying to get implicated.
Honestly, yes. Some more of the mess from this one is Amber stated that she had been carrying around a Milani makeup and Perfect all-in-one correcting kit during the marriage to cover up the bruises from physical abuse from Johnny Depp. Now, first and foremost, I think that color correcting kits, especially from the drugstore, are scams. Like, I've never, like, the amount of green, like, concealer I've put on my face to cover pimples, and it does not, like, I just think that's a scam, first and foremost. But secondly, the specific palette she's saying she had did not get released until a year after she had filed her divorce. And Milani took to TikTok to really expose that one.
So that is weird, right? Like, that's what I had to add this to our notes, because they played a video to like the Backyardigans song.
I'm an international.
Yeah. And I was like, this is people's life. I think they did the right thing by maybe like trying to debunk it. But yeah, like it feel like the TikTok felt very messy.
It's like I feel like this should be a press release
and not a
TikTok. I just feel like it is so weird because it's almost like they're like, yes, we're doing the right thing. We are releasing this information, but also we want as much clout as possible from the TikTok people. And it's like, this is a case about domestic violence
and like real shit, right? Like they have done to each other all because like there's stuff that he's done to her too. I want to make that clear. Yeah. But there's so much stuff going around this and you want to put like a cutesy TikTok. What is wrong with you?
It's so deeply bizarre.
Damn backyard against like you're stupid.
Like now you're looking at children's TV. Take it back.
Yeah.
There's way more about this as well, but I think we should take a short break. Before we cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back.
Perfect. Yeah, and I also want to say, because it just like keeps going, Kirsten, because Johnny Depp even alleges that like she put a cigarette out on his face.
On his face? I didn't realize it was on his face.
Yeah. And stomped it out on my face. Like, that's his line. This was after the finger incident had gone away. And then she said she stubbed it out on my face, on my cheek.
Oh
yeah.
Have you ever been burned by a cigarette before, like on accident?
Absolutely not.
So I, like, my parents smoked when I was a kid, and they always smoked outside, like never in the house. Like, they tried to keep us away from it, but like I've been a menace since absolute birth, so I would always be like bugging them when they're smoking, and like I definitely like backed up into a cigarette like once or twice in my life. Like, no one ever burned you the cigarette on purpose. That is not what I'm saying here.
Yeah,
but it hurts a lot, so I can't imagine that on your face.
God. And I think it feels, again, this is all conjecture and allegedly, like, I want to make it very clear, but from what this says, it feels like she's just, you know, like on a power trip, right? Like, oh, he won't do it anything to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to push. And I listen, and in most intimate partner violence situations, like both partner, like if a lot of times, rather, I should say, both partners do end up being aggressive to each other, right? Like, one partner is finally like, oh, I've had it. Like, you're not going to keep doing it, so I'm going to do it back, right? Mm-hmm. So that does happen. And, right, like, he seems to have been, like, I'm assuming something in his personality is getting, switched on, right? The fight or flight when he was a kid. And that's because he kept saying, I leave the space. I leave the space when she would get crazy. And he actually this is so bad. But he contracted MRSA, like, three times because of the finger.
That's horrible.
Yeah. It was back in 2019. He said this back in 2019 when his for his declaration as part of this $50 million suit against her.
Yeah, and it's also just wild that we're getting to see so much of it.
Yeah.
One thing that many people have noticed as well is that Amber Heard appears to be playing some sort of mind game by wearing the same outfits that Johnny Depp wears, like, the next day. So, like, the first day of the trial, she wore, like, a suit that was very similar to what he had worn the last day of the last hearing. Then it's like that day he had been wearing like a Gucci tie. The next day she's wearing the exact same Gucci tie.
Yeah, with the B on it, which is like, please. This is when B lapel. And this is when I felt like something has to be a little wrong.
Well, no, that's a different one. So there's also like a Gucci tie with like a Gucci logo. And there's like multiple of same.
Oh, yeah. I see it now. Sorry. Yeah,
there's the B lapel. The B pin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The very next day,
same color suit, right?
Yeah, same color suits. Really
rocking the similar ponytail, even that he wore. So basically, whatever he wears a day before, the pictures are pretty damning that he is that she is wearing that the next day,
which is just like weirdo energy. Like,
right?
I guess people are saying they think it's like some sort of mind game.
Oh yeah,
throw him off, or maybe just to torment him further. And it's like, how sick do you have to be doing things like this? It's so bizarre.
And I think it's another power play, right? Where it's a subconscious power play, because I just can't imagine like constantly looking at, you know, and like, listen, we know that white women in America, there have been a little bit of history with, you know, like falsely accusing people, especially during the civil rights movement. So like, she's giving off the like, I am such a sad woman, which, listen, I feel like I was on her team, right? Because this comes from an op-ed she wrote. And when I read that, I was like, you know what? Johnny Depp's vibes are always weird. So it makes, and unfortunately, it made sense, da da da. But
the other thing, too, is like, in general, the vast majority of the time when you see a case like this, it is not lies and it is normally true, because false allegations make up a very, very, very small percentage of actual allegations, which is, again, why it makes me so mad this time, because now this is a very high profile example where clearly the lies were made. And now really shitty people that don't like believe women or like hate women will use this as an example to be like, look how sneaky women are. Look how they lie. Look how they'll ruin your life when you didn't do any. Like, it's just like, that's how it's going to be weaponized, and it's really infuriating.
Yeah, and it's just I just don't get it. Like, did she not think people would notice, or is it that she noticed it and then like she didn't care?
She doesn't care. She doesn't care what people notice, because she thinks
that's
from
true.
Her like position of power in the world, that because she can be quote the victim, that people will just believe her. And like, it is very much white woman weaponizing tears, and it's not giving.
And I want to make it clear that I don't mean all white women are like this. It's just, this has happened. I'm sorry,
if anybody listening thinks that Sasha meant all white women, the door is right there.
Yeah, but you know, I want to make it clear. And his kids are also involved in it. That's another piece where she, like Amber Heard, is kind of, one, try to alienate, of course. And they were in high school, and I thought it was diabolical that my children would have to go to school and have their friends and, you know, people at school approach them about the magazine cover with a dark bruise on her face. So,
That is really bad. And then I also saw, though, that something came up where I believe that Johnny had stated that his children didn't have a relationship with her at all. But then there's also a lot of text messages between him and his kids that make it seem like they did.
Exactly.
I haven't read all of the texts, though, so I don't want to really like definitively speak on that.
But that's another thing y'all can also look into. There's also, let us know if you want more, because like we need to, we'll wrap this up. But there's a like a few Twitter threads of like calling out Amber's like past racist and actually like pretty problematic behavior and why they and they had just more tea. And, you know, Twitter got the receipts. So
they always
we'll go through that, too. But at like a later time. Mm-hmm. But
that's the other thing, too, is like lots of I feel like blind item podcasts have known about Amber Heard being a like absolute menace for a long time.
Exactly. And yeah, and if you're used to listening to them, then you know this isn't true. But looking at our reviews, we feel like a lot of y'all maybe this might be the first one you're listening to. So that's why we wanted to give a little bit of the background. And oh, she even took advantage of him right when he was detoxing from like drugs. Ugh. So I don't think like from opiates. Sorry. So God. It's just after his dental surgery is what he said. So it just seems like he was going through pretty bad withdrawal and she again weaponized that as well. So again, I'm assuming he did stuff to her too. I want to make that clear. And it seems like she was the aggressor from what we've heard.
From everything that's been heard so far, I think it's pretty clear. And obviously, like, this is before the courts and there will be a decision.
Yeah.
But that's all we can do is and that's what this is. Like, this is a pop culture celebrity gossip podcast. All we can do is speculate based on what's out there. And I'm sure there are times when we will be wildly wrong. And I'm sure that there will be times when we are right on point. We can only do what we can with the information in front of us.
Exactly. Yeah. And with that, you know, Johnny's like career was hurt by this. And that's where it was so silly. And I understand what he meant because he's like, I just wanted to give a proper goodbye to Jack Sparrow. And it's like there's bigger fish to fry.
I genuinely did not know. Was there supposed to be another Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
There is one without him. And just like a Fantastic Beast as well, right?
Well, he's not okay. It's probably better for his career that he's
that's
not
what I was going to
with that one in the long run, anyways. But yeah, I feel like I saw like 5 Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
And I thought
one,
that was
two,
it. How many are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Here, film series.
Jesus.
Maybe they didn't. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. 6 film is TBA. Okay. So that's
okay.
Right.
So
that's
I've seen 4.
Seen 4. So he was in Dead Men, Tell No Tales, because that was 2017. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So he was in all of them. My bad. I just remembered that there was in development. I thought it came out.
Oh, and it will be the final one. And yes. Disney dropped him.
Yeah. On Stranger Tides, because I was like, I know that I remember the name. Yeah, and it reports that they were actually going to do 5th and 6th back to back, but they didn't do it. So that's also interesting.
They maybe should have done that, and then he could have wished. I mean, I grew up watching like the first couple of Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and normally stuff you grow up with, you really care about still as an adult, but I'd like could not care less about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I agree. But it seems like it might be, there'll be a spinoff in June 2020. So it was announced that they're developing a female-led spinoff with Margot Robbie. But it will still be separate from the 6th film. So let's see. So apparently he wanted to say bye-bye. But if this one goes his way, because he is in Virginia, y'all, where it does go toward like liable does like get ruled in favor of the plaintiff, so maybe that's why they're filing it in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And if this maybe goes well, our guy might get a say goodbye to Jack. Still weird.
I said goodbye to Jack Sparrow a long time
ago. I think
ago.
We all did, because I literally had to look on Wikipedia to count how many there were. Sorry to the stands. But yeah, and that like I think wraps it up right for now. There are a lot of updates, obviously, that we didn't have, like his wife's testimony and all of that, but we can cover that one, you know, in a few weeks.
I think. There's more updates coming out every day. So you'll definitely hear more about that from us.
Exactly.
But we have one more trial that we want to talk about as well.
Whew. Which I can't believe it, but of course it had to happen. You know, y'all said maybe you didn't want Kardashian Jenner news. So if you want to skip a little bit, go ahead, because that's what we're going to be covering now, because it's the Black China trial.
Yes. And just like for the, like, there's probably going to be something Kardashian almost every week. Like, yeah, they are pop culture right now. So just a warning. We're not like fangirls or anything, but no, it's happening. So.
Exactly. So, you know, I wanted to bring that up. And skip if you need. Yeah. So TV personality, for everyone wondering who the F is Black China. So TV personality, and she's a former exotic dancer.
Yeah.
And the reason she's in this particular mess is she is the baby mama of Rob Kardashian, the only son of the Kardashian-Jenner clan.
And they did have, I think there was one season of Robin.
Yes, Robin China.
Yep. Which was a TV show chronicling their lives.
Yep. And that is what this whole suit is about, because she is suing the Kardashian-Jenners for $108 million in damages and basically of lost revenue.
Yeah,
is what it's coming from.
So, yeah. So her claim is that the Kardashians engineered the show being canceled, and that, like, they defamed her in doing so, and it ruined her career.
Yeah. So, sure. And I remember when this first happened, because she's been saying this for a while. Yeah. So that's why I find it interesting that it's finally coming to a head now. But basically, like, this happened in 2016. Mm-hmm. That it's canceled. And, you know, and the family's always denied it, but there have been, like, Page Six actually reported this, saying that Kris Jenner, listen, if you saw on Hulu this week, we know that she can get a little messy and a little disrespectful. So mm-hmm. when Robin China aired, she, like, called China stupid, and this is her words, but, like, really ghetto. And Black China is a Black woman. So that is horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. And she also claimed, and this she's been claiming for a while too, saying that other members of the family, like Kim, Kylie, Khloe, whatever, emailed E and the executives. This is when Keeping Up with the Kardashians was in its heyday. And I mean, they run this. Like, they run E.
Yeah.
Period. And, you know, they wanted them to cancel the show because, just like actually Amber and Johnny Depp, like this relationship was pretty horrible. And I watched Robin China when it was airing, because I watch everything. And yeah, it was really awful to watch.
It's literally like on the stand in court this week, or last week, I guess. Mm-hmm. Black China said that she was being silly when she's talking about wrapping a cord around Rob's neck and pointing a gun at him.
Mm-hmm.
Just a silly, goofy mood.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And she also actually stabbed Tyga. And I think Kylie Jenner today testified that she attacked Tyga with a knife. So, just so everyone knows, Black China was dating a rapper named Tyga, and Kylie Jenner is brother and sister with Rob Kardashian, half brother and sister. Okay. These two were dating. They have a child together, Black China and Tyga. Now, China is dating Rob Kardashian, and Tyga started dating Kylie Jenner.
Mess,
swinging mess. Okay. So that's where it was already messed, because Kylie Jenner had already expressed concerns to her brother when he got into a relationship with Black China, because Tyga had warned her to be violent. And, you know, China's lawyer had asked her about the relationship. And Kylie said, like, I wouldn't have considered China a close friend, but because she, you know, had a kid with her then boyfriend, he showed her a 6-inch scar on his arm, claiming that the knife wound was allegedly hers.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
Yes. But Rob Kardashian, I will say, Kirsten, is not innocent or completely innocent in all of this. Because he had attacked her with a series of explicit Instagram posts when they had broken up a while. Like,
Like, this was, I remember this happening.
Yeah, because me it was too. Just,
like, the weirdest things in the world. And, like, posting videos of, like, nudes of Black China's, like, her, yes. like, having sex with people, like, right onto the grid on Instagram.
And we still have access to them. Like, when I was researching this, it came up. And this happened in 2017, and her leaked nudes are still on. Like, their revenge
porn. Because once it's horrible. On the internet, like, it's there forever. Like, you can't yeah. really get rid of something. Although, it seems like the Kardashians manage to make things disappear all the time.
Literally, they own the internet, because what the hell?
It's, yeah, really, like, not good. And, like, as we said when we were talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, like, a lot of the times in, like, bad situations, people will, you know, retaliate. That doesn't make it okay. It's just, like...
Yeah, and this really it's just disgusting. And do not do this. Like, someone, whenever those photos were sent, you know, it's like you feel like you're in love with that person at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you maybe send, you know, you trust them and you make that decision. So it's like horrible.
I'm going to make a statement right now. If you right now have nude photos of someone that you are no longer dating, seeing, having sex with, whatever, delete them off your phone. You don't need those. You don't have any business having those anymore. Just do the right thing and delete them off your phone, because you're not supposed to have them. Just get rid of them.
Yeah, like, it's disgusting. And the thing is, allegedly the show got canceled is because they were both so toxic to each other. Like, he was like, oh, I paid for her body after she had my kid, which is disgusting. So that's why the problem is that they're both so, so horrible. And and Kris Jenner, right? Like, again, I'm like, shut up, because she allegedly, Kris Jenner is like, oh, she beat the shit out of Rob's face. And then when asked to clarify, Kris Jenner said the incident was like the slap between Chris Rock and Will Smith. So, man,
in what way? Like, okay, Chris. Yeah. The other thing as well that makes us a little bit messy, and this is why I think this got to trial. Like, typically yeah. something like this would never make it to trial. The Kardashians, even if they were not admitting any wrongdoing or had not done anything, would just settle. Just
so
to
they
not
did settle with
her,
court. By the way, back in way back in the day.
Well, yeah,
in 2017.
So, exactly. Yeah. So she had signed a document to receive $100,000 that basically could completely nullify this entire thing. And it's like, she just doesn't know what she signed, I guess.
Which is also, what? Like, are you okay? Like, how, she doesn't know. And I get it, you know, like, there is a power differential, right? Like, the Kardashians
Absolutely.
Are a dynasty versus Black China, right? Like, and especially at that point, like, she was friends with, like, influential people, but, like, it's not the same, you know? Well, and, like, and the Kris Jenner, like, this is her job. Like, she eats people, you know, eats the small man for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just like, if someone asks you to sign something, you should probably get your lawyer to look it over first.
Yeah. And it, that's what I feel really bad for Black China. Cause like, it did, like, again, if you watch the show, like, it did feel like they were alienating her. And it seems like her and Rob were just in a horrible, terrible relationship. So that's why it's, I'm like, China, what are you doing? And then Black China's mom even got kicked out of the courtroom for like threatening the judge. And then she said, actually, no, I was actually, that threat was for Kris Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes it better. That makes it better that you're threatening someone else. Got it.
Oh my God. And I remember, like, Black China's mom, and that was like a whole story on, what was it? Yeah, Tokyo Toni's her name, was like that was a whole, what's the word? Storyline. Thank you. On the show. But listen, we know the show was not so great, either. But yeah, she said, like, I'm gonna get that judge. And then she says, but it was about Kris Jenner.
Well, Kris Jenner is judge, jury, and executioner, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I just feel the need again to reiterate that, but everything we're saying is alleged.
Yeah. Oh, like, please.
We don't have any money.
Yeah. And, like, I want to say, like, it also, like, you know, feels like we've talked a lot about Black people. So I want to also make that note, is like, that, like I, it's not, you know, necessarily like push that stereotype either. So don't be gross if you're thinking that. And I want to make that note as well, because like we are coming from a place of like fun mess. But it is something we're cognizant of as well.
Yes. So. And if we don't approach something correctly, please.
Yes.
Please correct us. We are happy to get that.
Exactly. So yeah, I just, you know, this time we needed to bring you the mess and we did, baby.
Yes. We have a little bit more because we got some anonymous
from
a listener. But before we get to that, I think we should actually take like one more short break.
Let's do it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So, Sasha, let's do some anonymous. Which one? What do you want to start with?
I think this person was brave enough and they loved us enough to do it first. So I feel like this is the one and now I lost it. Oh, no. This person said, not sure if this is too much. It is not too much. I want to make that clear. But this person was in a consensual polygamous fling with two women. And then he's been told that there is a chance that there is a sex tape out there.
Don't do this, people. Like, don't record people when they don't know.
Like, what does that mean? And I appreciate, like, this person really seems to be making, like taking it on the chin. But what did Kirsten say? If you're not with someone, delete it.
Yeah, you don't need to have it.
But and also consensual.
If you're making the footage, you need to get permission from people to film them. Stop it.
Yeah, please. But honestly, tell us more.
Yeah.
Like, how did it end? Was it like a normal relationship ending? Then like, cool. But, you know, was there more men?
Was it like a one-time fling? Was it like for a week? Was it for, how did it happen?
Yeah. Because I'm like, was it like a one-time thing and then there's a tape that happened to be there? How? Mm-hmm. You know, how? Like, was it like a Nest cam? Like,
Did they scheme to get a man to film to like for their OnlyFans? Like,
ooh. See, we need, thank you for giving this tape, because as soon as I saw this, I was like, this podcast is a hit.
Yeah, obviously. No, we've got it. Everything is amazing because we got that. Okay, there's one more.
Yes.
That I wanted. This one really spoke to me because it is about workplace drama.
Yes.
And I love hearing about people's workplace drama. Like when me and Brian Scally, who is my co-host when I talk about Love Island on RHAP, when we like were first becoming friends, we would just be sharing our office gossip with each other. And it was a joy in my life. So
yeah,
I love this. I love this shit. So, okay. This person says, so my boss is honestly the best 99% of the time, but lately it's become clear she's afraid to lose workers. So one of my coworkers is getting headhunted for a new job, which is a huge step up. Really great. It's in our same industry, which in our location is a very small group of professionals. My boss knows the guy trying to poach the coworker and they're close personal friends. So she calls this man on the phone and spends like 30 minutes telling him that their friendship will never recover if he poaches the coworker. So then he obviously felt the need to message the coworker and ask why the boss knows that she is on his list, which like she hasn't talked about, but obviously one of the people he's floated her name to, like when it's the boss. And so like, why is she calling to berate him? The coworker goes to the interview anyways, but the boss, who must know about the interview time because the coworker put like a private event in the Outlook calendar, which is very suspicious and not sneaky. Like in that case, in the future, y'all, you have to put a fake meeting in with a coworker.
Yeah, exactly. Or like lunch.
Or like put a lunch or like a doctor's appointment or something. Yeah. Come on.
Or say you had like a professional development. That's always a good one.
That is a good one too. But yeah, so she spends like 45 minutes messaging the coworker saying things like, I can't believe like this person getting poached is leaving. I hope the replacement hasn't made me upset because then I'll make their life hell. It will not be fun to be on my bad side. Like low key threatening. The messages go like 10 minutes into the interview time, but they're all still pretending like no one knows anything, to the point where the coworker feels the need to respond to all the messages and agree to torture the new person.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Oh, that last line really got me.
You can't agree to torture a new coworker.
What? Oh,
this is mess on mess on mess.
Oh my God. Why are y'all torturing anyone? First of all, I need to call the new person and be like, please leave this place. But
don't
we won't
accept the job. Don't accept the position.
Because this is anonymous.
It's like I was moving out of an apartment once that had like a bad aunt issue that the landlord had never addressed. And when I was moving out, people would come to see it and I would be home and they would like, the group would like split, have to go see the storage space and have to see in the apartment. I'd be like, don't move in. There's ants in the walls and they don't do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to listen. We got to look out for our own people. Okay. Oh my God. I just can't believe it. First of all, this boss number one, not the poacher, but boss number one needs to get a chill pill.
Get a grub.
Like, go outside and touch some grass, sir.
Literally.
Because you're an idiot. Like, this is horrible. So unprofessional. Why would anyone want to work for this guy? Or is it a man? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you want to work for this man? He sucks. And listen, maybe... No, you know what? No. Because even if someone was nice, it looks like they've turned... They turned.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is horrid. And let's, like, we need to fix that ASAP.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. This guy's.
Is there, like, is there HR at this company? Like, I know HR is not really on your side. They're on the company side, but that doesn't mean they're on the manager's side.
Right. And sometimes if they don't like the manager, that will help you. So don't forget that.
And I mean, there's IMs. There's proof that they're saying they're going to torture a new employee.
And why are they all doing it together? Like, are they that dumb?
Why? They have to be. They have to be that dumb.
I just get this guy, the audacity. Do you think he's HR? That's why.
Ooh.
Because, you know, some, unfortunately, workplaces, but many reasons. Because this is a mess. And I'm glad you, listener, are not involved in this because, like...
Stay uninvolved.
Please.
Other than, like, warning people.
Yeah, but, like, stay uninvolved because this is, like, scary.
This is the stuff that future lawsuits are made of.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing both of these mess, but, like, oh, my God.
We love all of it, and we encourage everyone to submit any mess to us at tinyurl.com/messmagnet.
Oh, yes. And with that, Kirsten, you know, we have to leave everyone on a happy note. So what are things you're most looking forward to?
Well, I feel like both of us are looking forward to this because we are both traveling to New York very soon. We've never met in person before. We get to finally meet. And there's going to be so many amazing RJP podcasters in town, many of whom I've met, but it's been years, and many of whom I've never met before. And I haven't been on like a real vacation since like 2019. So I'm ready.
And I want people to know, like, you have to appreciate Kirsten because, like, the flights this lady is taking.
Oh my God, literally. Okay, I'm not looking forward to. Okay, so I have a flight from Victoria to Vancouver, then Vancouver to Seattle, and then a red eye from Seattle to JFK. That's what's happening.
And a red eye from Seattle to JFK is 6 hours, just that. So add anything on top of that, okay?
It's going to be about 12 hours of travel time, approximately. No. But I'll be asleep for most of it. Like, I'm a good plane sleeper, which is why I don't mind a red eye, because then I just, like, get to start my vacation in the morning.
Yeah. I used to be a better plane sleeper, but I feel like with age, I've gotten worse.
Yeah, I also haven't been on a plane for more than an hour in a very long time also. So, like, maybe I won't be able to sleep and it'll ruin my life.
No, no. We're going to give good vibes. No, but yeah, so we're both coming from the West Coast, but in very different
ways. Yeah.
I know, mine's one direct flight to JFK also.
I would never be able to get one direct.
No.
The best I could do is like one layover. I'm not happy that I have two layovers, but I'll deal with it because it was the cost effective shortest amount of travel option.
But I'm so excited to see you. I can't believe I'm gonna see people in person. Like, I've been telling my like friends, like as in like non-podcast, like my friends about it too. I know, that's what I was like, but y'all are my friends too, and I actually talk to y'all way more just because we podcast like every other day at this point with Bridget.
Literally.
So it's so, cause they were like, oh, what are you going to New York for? And I was like, how do I podcast convention? And then they're like, what?
I just tell people I'm meeting up with friends. Like, yeah, anyone who asks.
That's
I'm
what like, I told my dad. Meeting with friends. I was like, it's friends. He's like, why are you staying at an Airbnb? And I was like, no, like it's confusion.
Yeah. Sorry, pops. I feel like, because we've talked about this before, but we have a big height differential between the two of us.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I literally just think I'm going to pick you up. Like,
I weigh too much.
Like, you need to tell me, like, back up. Because I feel like
fine.
When That's I so interact funny. With someone who's, like, really little, I just want to pick them up. And I can't help it.
I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm going to have to hide from everyone. So, who did I do the... Like, who did I talk? I don't remember if it was you or someone else where we were talking about everyone's height. I think it was you, Asia, and I.
Oh, I don't know.
And we figured out that Asia is also 5'5". So I'm really... Oh, because you tagged us.
I'm 5'7". There's three... We're the three heights that women can
exactly.
have.
Exactly. So literally. It's just... It's a sickness that I think I will be the shortest person.
It's fine. No, there's other people around your height, at least.
Yeah, Geneva's, like, my height, too. But
I
like,
also love, please. Like, the one piece of constructive criticism I got after episode one that I did not share with you was, like... Ooh. If you're going to talk about Rob as a podcast, make sure to like provide context for that because not everyone listening is going to be an RHAP person.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's great feedback. And then I didn't share it with you. And then now we're just like talking about RHAP.
Sorry, everyone.
This is our home network.
Yes.
Is getting back together for a live show for the first time since right before COVID started. And we're very excited.
Yeah, if you see like somewhere on the feed, it must say RHAP, yeah. And that's what RHAP stands for. Rob has a podcast, and Rob is said person.
He's the pod father.
He is the pod father. We need to have him on one day and just quiz him.
I feel like he knows so much more than he lets on. Like, I feel like he actually probably knows more than both of us.
Remember when he was like, "Are you covering the Snickers thing?" If anyone watched our Instagram live, Rob was like giving us low-key pop culture things and we were like, what is that? And then I looked it up and I was like, hey, Rob, you're covering it for sure. News AF. They're his podcast. Yeah. For anyone that doesn't, I guess we are covering it only as a joke because we're go not, check out News AF for actual coverage.
Yeah, we can't talk about it at length, but there are rumors that Snickers is removing the dick vein from the chocolate bar.
Which I never thought of it that way. And then now that it said it, yeah, that's all I think about.
I feel like a Mars bar looks way more like it has. Yeah. It'll have like one, you know, but.
We should rename this episode to Footlong.
I think that we should get a few episodes under our belt before we start making rampant dick jokes in the title.
Imagine.
But I think that we could get there.
Yeah, we will get there.
Okay.
But yes, so that is what RHAP is. And we are so excited because we know that there will be tea for all of you to share. And if you guys do not share with us said blind items,
Yeah.
We're going to have a problem.
We will have a problem. Speaking of blind items, I just want to shout out the people that have left us so many amazing reviews. I feel like there's too many for us to read all of them. But thank you to Zad Bakelman, to Asia, Hannah Rocks, LL from Earth, Pablo Cito, KJ Morse, Mancy E, Svetlana Stan, Smiley XOXO, SBSP101TG, and Bookworm 9355. And the one that I am going to read, because I feel like it was really fun. So one of them was, and this is from Svetlana Stan, it's a blind item, and said, "These two young, successful women have launched a new podcast venture where their chemistry and passion shines in a very enjoyable product. Sasha Joseph and Kirsten McGinnis."
I just love. And there is one more on Sunday. Maybe it didn't come for you in Canada, but M.M. Kaler. Kaler, K-A-H-L-E-R. Yeah.
Oh, and sorry. I didn't get it on my list. I apologize. Great.
No, it's fine. And I like theirs because I was going to read theirs. So that's so funny. We both picked one.
Perfect.
And it said the ultimate time saver, which I feel like should be the actual tagline because I have no time to scroll or research about the latest gossip or pop culture. And they did it so I don't have to. Thank you for breaking it all down. And I stay in the loop while washing dishes or doing laundry, which, yeah, that's the point, y'all. Oh, yeah, my God.
That's so nice.
I know. I loved all of their reviews. Like, I really want to make that clear.
So good. Like, we picked just two to read, but that's just because I feel like it's a little self-congratulatory for us to read, like, 11 reviews.
Yeah, because y'all have, again, been so kind about us, you know, and it's just like, oh my God, people are just like calling us such good. You know, the biggest compliment we could get, which I think came up a few times, was like our energy was good. And that's it. That's the vibes, man.
That's what we want. It's the good vibes. We promise vibes. We, I guess, are delivering. And if you want to contribute to us being happy and being able to give more good vibes, you can find us at robhasawebsite.com/messfeed. And you can leave us a 5-star rating and review on whatever like podcatcher you use. And it means the world to us. It helps people to find us and gives us, you know, a little bit of evidence to bring back to the boss man to be like, keep us, don't let us go.
You need mess.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. I think amazing. That wraps up this episode.
Everything.
Oh, Kirsten.
Yes.
I love it. So, you know, as if they didn't already know, but it's okay. Where can the people find you, Kirsten?
Yes, so you can follow me online everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, which like my stream just got its first sponsor. So like it's a big deal right now.
That's huge.
And then you can also listen to me talk about BoJack Horseman over at BoJack Horse Pod, Riverdale over on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. And I am talking about Temptation Island season 4 over at robhaswebsite.com/hotdummies. Sasha, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04 and over on Bridgerton, where it's the Bridgerton post show recaps, which is, another network that does scripted, breaks down scripted TV shows. So, Kirsten and I with two other people, woo-hoo, Geneva and Sarah, just wrapped up season 2 and feedback show will be actually dropping probably around the same time as this one. Yes. So, go check that out. We like wrapped everything up in a nice little bow for you. And so if you want more of us, that's where we'll be in addition to this. And I'll be on the Rob Has a Podcast Network, covering Big Brother Canada on Thursday, the live eviction, and amazing, a show called, you know, just Survivor, with the boss man, Rob, in a feedback show.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so that's where I'll be this week. So I'm so excited. And if you want to know more about Rob Has a Podcast or more mess, the Hot Mess Express is en route to a new destination, baby, because our friend Puya Zambakil,
Zambakili.
Why did I say Vakil? Vakil means lawyer in Hindi, and every time I see that, like, I think of a lawyer because it means lawyer in Hindi. Anyway.
Oh, good. I like the little lesson there.
Yeah, sorry. Vakil, I literally took off the eye. Puya's going to kill me.
Listen, okay, His name has now been said more times than it would have been otherwise. So he should be grateful.
Anyway, he's covering season 9 of 90 Day Fiancé proper, as he likes to call it. And who is going to be the worst couple? Who is going to rise up in the weekly power rankings? These are just a few questions that Puya will answer weekly with an amazing cast of guests, wink, wink, coming throughout. That I added that because, you know, the squad might be on there. Yes. I don't know.
I'm sure that we both will.
Yeah. Coming
because we'll bully otherwise.
Yeah, he did ask me, I will say. So I know I'm coming. So you're, yeah. I'm sure, coming.
We've also already talked about
it. Okay, yeah, so we are coming is the point. throughout the season to talk about the wild ride that is 90 Day Fiancé. So you can subscribe at robasthewebsite.com/90dayfeed. Where you might subscribe to robasthepodcast.com/messmagnets. Same.
And that's 90 day is like 90.
Yes, 90.
In case we're like going to be a weirdo and type out 90. Use I don't good know grammar. Who would, but yeah. Like just to be sure. But yeah, that is all of the mess for this week. We will be back next week to talk about more.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.